one flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, prior meeting, comment period for agenda items and prior meeting minutes. If not, I'll ask for a motion approval.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Yeah, motion second. All those in favor, state by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes. Board have a copy of treasurer's report. Is there any discussion on it? If not, it will be received as wrote on the report. Correspondence. Census.
Yeah, there's census information here. Basically, it says, please, as of March 12th, households all across America began receiving a letter with the invitation to respond, the letter of instructions how to respond by online and phone. Issuing a response will ensure the community will receive its maximum amount of funding for vital state, county, municipal, and social service programs until the census is conducted again in 2030. And it says the invitation is a letter and delivered to households between March 12th and March 20th. The invitation to respond will contain instructions how to respond by online or by phone. It will contain a census ID. It identifies the exact location of your house. If you lose, misplace, or throw away your invitation, you will still be able to respond to the census online or by mail without your census ID. Households that do not receive mail at their houses, households that get their mail at the post office will have their invitation to respond and a questionnaire hand-delivered to their houses by a census worker between March 12th and March 20th. Or if you want, like it just said, if you lost it, you don't need the ID to do it, you can still do it online. And they're gonna send reminders, more than one postcards. I know people have gotten them. I know I thought I read something was extended, I think, in that paperwork.
They didn't extend the census.
They didn't extend the census, but they extended some, I'm gonna say that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, I know my boy got a letter in the mail, but I never got one.
I got one.
Did you? I got one in the mail. I responded online.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if there's nothing else on the correspondence, we'll move on to old business or anything under old business. If not, we'll move on to new business. First thing is a motion to pay the bills.
I'll make a motion.
Except for
the Groff tractor bill for $14.46. Until we check further as to if that was already paid.
Okay, a motion.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor state by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes are. A motion to approve the ordinance for the weight limit on Roses Crossing.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, the only thing I want to tell you guys, what Eads Group did, if that road has to go to court, is not legal. State recommends on a weight limit on any township road like that to have core samples drilled and taken out. That came right from the forester.
Well, they should have.
All they did was went with a pick and scraped down a little bit. They actually have to have core samples to have, I guess, to have them analyzed.
Well, wouldn't that fall back on Eads for not doing a proper study?
Not necessarily, yes.
The statute that requires this doesn't exactly say core samples. I'm not disagreeing with you that core samples is sort of the standard in the industry, but it's up to Eads to testify and provide sufficient evidence. And a judge could choose to say, if somebody brought evidence like you're saying, a judge could choose to say that's not good enough.
Well, let's just send a letter back to Eads telling them that we feel that there should have been a course test done.
Well, then we hold off doing the ordinance. And we didn't want to hold off on the ordinance.
So I question. Can we make a provision that Eads comes back and does a core sample?
I questioned it, okay, about the core sample.
Uh-huh.
And the reply I got was, you can't drill a core sample in dirt. Okay, because all that's underneath the edges of the road there, and they do the edges, and I don't think they ever did a middle, but they do the edges because they know that's where the weakest points are going to be on a road like that. And they said, you can't drill down in dirt and bring out a sample. It just doesn't work. He said, that's why they dug it with a pick, and they went down so far, they had stones, and it says in that report what they found is they dug down until they hit just clay. So I did question it. I mean,
I'm just saying, because if something would happen, we had to go to court, and their lawyer would say this, that wasn't done by state approved, they could throw it out.
Was a reason why a core wouldn't be good, that's something.
Yeah, I mean, I did question that.
Okay.
So, but you know, but
we also have a desire to impose this as quickly as possible, right?
I mean, I can call Bubba back tomorrow and say, can you give us something in writing that the reason you didn't do a drilled core sample?
Well, he did.
He verbally did. Yeah,
he certified it. He did,
Right. That's not professional engineer's
signature certifying that it's done right.
That'll be up to them to fight it, not us.
Mm-hmm. Well, we would fight it, but they would be our witness.
Right.
And I put Bubba on the stand and explain what they did.
They would have to pay. They would have to pay the bill.
Are they still logging right now? Are they allowed to be logging? Mm-hmm. I mean, is that an essential business?
Paperwood. For the paper mills. They're hauling into the paper mills because the paper mills need it.
Okay.
You paper, went to a paper, you got to have
paper forms. Mill makes the masks.
And these big packets.
Yeah,
these toilet paper.
So what do we do with it then?
We approve it then.
We have an engineer's signature. That's our requirement. We have an engineer's signature on the report. Mm-hmm. There can be an issue here.
Well, then let's make a motion.
We have a motion. We need a second.
I made a motion.
Mm-hmm. Mark?
I'll make the second. Okay. I got a motion and a second. All those in favor state saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. The ayes have. A motion to ratify the emergency declaration due to the coronavirus 19.
I'll make a motion, but it still should be.
It needs to be ratified.
Okay, we got it. We got a motion.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor state saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have. Motion on the coronavirus 19 for the township employees. See various information in the back.
I think what's in that is everything that we've received from Cambria County and PSATS, so everybody has a copy of it.
They've been pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I'm getting in emails. Finally, I'm getting something other than junk emails.
I have something to bring up under new business, that's all.
Okay, is there anything else under new business?
Yeah, hey, I just want to know what you guys think as far as if we have to come out for an emergency, if we get called by the police to come out, how do you want me to handle that as far as we'll have to come out, we'll have to punch in, okay? It'll be maybe a tree down or, a drain blocked or something like that, all right? And I was thinking of documenting that time and holding on to it until after this is all over, and then we'll just turn it right into comp time. I mean,
sounds good.
Instead of trying to work it into unemployment time and stuff like that, I was just thinking, I thought about that the other day. If I got to get somebody out, and leave them come out just for the necessary amount of time, hold it, and then at the end of this, when we get back to work, we'll just turn it into calm time.
Okay. I would think that if you had to call people out for an emergency, you could do the evaluation of it, and if anyone comes out, it would be the three of you.
You would think. If we're available.
I mean, you're the roadmaster, you're the assistant roadmaster. To me, those two should come out first and foremost.
Yes.
And if another one's needed, then you, seeing that you're the third working supervisor. Yeah, and if anybody else is needed, then
that's what I was
you
going
go
to
according.
Do. That's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But you still got to put it on time, Clark.
Yeah.
Because you're out. So, like I said, then if it requires you know, more than an hour or something like that, you know.
Denny, you asked this question while I'm here.
Okay, good.
So I have a duty to say something back. Don't you have to file some kind of certificate with unemployment every week that, you know, no, I haven't done any work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll ask you when you sign up.
Okay. I can see a little problem there.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
I'm just, and I don't know whatever internal rules they have on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what unemployment says, but I can see the basis for a problem there.
Well, they're going to ask you. You've got to tell them you made any, had any income. I don't care if you got a comp or.
And you didn't make income, but you made comp time.
Yeah, it's
that's
the same thing.
Really compensation.
Well, then, you know what? If it's a short period of time, it wouldn't matter. Wouldn't affect your unemployment anyhow.
Okay.
But I'm just
saying, I think they're going to ask you a question, and don't answer it falsely.
Okay.
You know,
would a municipality have any latitude, seeing that they're public works people? I mean, they're not just regular Joe on unemployment. I mean, to me, I would think that these guys are more essential. I'm just saying, you know, they've been considered as essential part of. So, would there be any latitude with the unemployment towards that, if the situation would arise?
It don't matter.
I understand.
You got to tell them.
Correct.
No matter what.
Okay. I'm just asking the question. If the state holds any latitude towards
municipal employees, that would be like a policy in the Department of Labor and Industry, and the question could be asked. You know, and on one of your lists, this question could be asked. If, you know, we've laid off our employees, if one of them has to come in for an emergency for 2 or 3 hours, you know, does that count as employment? Does that count as employment when they sign as part of their sign up?
Yeah. And you're saying just do it as comp time.
Well, that's what I was asking. How would be the best way to do it? You know, I was thinking, just hold that time until after they're done.
And that's fine, but you still worked.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You still earned something. Right. And you earned comp time.
Right.
I mean, if it's under 8 or 9 hours, it won't affect your unemployment week anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, call me, I'll come for nothing.
Okay.
Did anybody figure out how many hours you can work?
They'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't tell me nothing.
Well, when you get the thing in the mail,
mm-hmm.
they'll send you another thing telling you what you're entitled to and what you're allowed to make.
Now, do we have a date that we're supposed to be called back?
I wouldn't tell them.
They ask what date.
Yeah.
When I filled that, do you do it on the computer?
Mm-hmm.
I just put unknown there. You know, because we don't know. But I really don't think it's going to last more than 3 weeks till we're back to work. I really don't think.
I hope not. I'm tired of staying home.
Yeah, I'm already at being home. But
the county's continuing to work, except for just a couple offices. That Highway 8, your uncle's in, they closed that down. They closed the veterans office because they don't want old people coming up there to the county.
But they still have.
But the rest of the offices are all still open.
But still, like, I know the one guy, he works for corrections with the children and youth or whatever, and he's only getting so many hours a week. They cut it.
Well, anyhow, there's nothing else, nothing on for public general comment period. I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
On a motion to second, all those in favor, state saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.